countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
James Maloney is an advisor with Enterprise Ireland, and he's sitting here in front of me in studio, and he's all the way from County Laois. And Laois is going to be where the Enterprise Ireland innovation stand is going to be once again this year, James, at the National Ploughing Championships, which brilliantly is coming back to Rathenisca. You're here to tell us more. Good morning, first of all.
Morning, Damien. Delighted to be here.
Yeah, so agri-tech businesses, often the unsung heroes of the Irish economy when we think about, you know, all the wonderful agri-tech companies that have done so well around the world. Tell us a little bit more about what about the value of agri-tech to this country.
Yeah, it's right, Damien. We always talk about our food sector and how important it is, and our agri-tech sector is really grown in importance as well. We estimate that it probably generates about 1 billion in sales, employing about 4,500 people. So it's a huge part of the economy, particularly outside of Dublin, and it's a part of the what we see is going to be a growing sector for us as we meet the challenges with climate change, sustainability, food security. Just like your previous Tia, guest, yeah. Tia was speaking about earlier.
Yeah, so we need innovation and we need agri-tech to kind of help drive along the sustainability agenda. And there is an innovation area at the Ploughing Championships, and you're looking for applicants.
Yeah, we're looking for applicants. The Innovation Arena has been for about 11 years, and for the last couple of years we've seen really, really exciting stuff coming through, like the Cotter brothers.
They were on the show.
Started off with a sheep handling unit and now have an app to reduce antibiotic use with lambs. They won in 2019, the actual last physical event, and we've had virtual events for the last 2 years, which have been brilliant, but nothing will kind of beat the hands-on.
So this is an opportunity for tech innovators in the agri-sphere to go along and be part of the innovation arena at the Ploughing Championships and meet international buyers and key customers.
Yeah, that's it. This year we're planning on having roughly about 100 international buyers. We've buyers secured from Brazil, Italy, Spain, Australia, and New Zealand at this point. In 2019, we had 118 buyers in. And what they're really coming to look at, they're looking at what we're doing in our ag tech industry that they can potentially sell to their customers or create new supply chains or distributors for our products. We have a great reputation.
Okay, well, to give us an idea of the kind of businesses involved, and joined by winners from previous years, Oliver Kiernan is with the Brandon Bioscience based in Tralee, County Kerry. But you're talking to me from the RTE at Lone Studios this morning, Oliver. You're very welcome. Tell me a little bit more about your product. Your company won the Sustainable Agricultural Award in the innovation arena a few years ago.
Thanks, Damien. Yeah, and thanks for having on the show this morning. So Brandon Bioscience, Damien, is a marine biotech company, and we're based in Tralee, County Kerry, and we produce plant biostimulants for export to 40 countries worldwide. We have research and production operations in Tralee and in Stornoway in the Hebride Islands. And our company has been working with seaweed extracts now for 23 years. And it was over this time we have we've built up a market leading expertise in research and production of biostimulants derived from seaweed and specifically Ascophyllum nodosum.
So this product was developed to help farmers reduce the amount of nitrogen that they use so they can comply with the nitrates directive and
Correct.
Still grow a lot of grass.
Correct, yeah. So look, as I mentioned, we have 20 years of experience in this area and the research and manufacturing of these biostimulants. So one of these products, as you mentioned, is a nitrogen use efficiency product. And we've brought that to market last year with our partners Target Fertilizers in the form of the Terra range of fertilizers. And fundamentally what this is, Damien, is it's a fertilizer that contains 20% less nitrogen, along with our nitrogen use efficiency biostimulant. And our research and trials have shown, as you said, that with this product, farmers can apply 20% less nitrogen and have no yield penalty.
Well, that is, you know, it dovetails perfectly with what we were discussing earlier on about, obviously, there's no looking back now. We need to find better efficiencies. So this is a way of growing more grass, but using less nitrogen, which is obviously excellent. And how is business going? Are you selling more locally or internationally?
So historically, we have been an export. We export 90% of what we produce, Damien, but we were named the overall winner, as you said, of the 2021 Enterprise Ireland Innovation Arena. And for us, you know, attending the ploughing this year would be fantastic to get face-to-face with farmers in Ireland and discuss this technology and hopefully speed up adoption of it here locally in Ireland.
Now, Jen Corley is co-founder of Equitrace, and she joins me on the line as well. Jen, good morning to you. Tell me a little bit more about your product.
Good morning, Damien. My background is as a specialist horse surgeon. My co-founder is also a specialist equine vet, and you just can't be a horse vet without realising we have some serious issues around recording horse health and tracing horse health and disease. So Equitrace allows horses' health to be traced. We have four key features that will identify them: health record, GPS and communication, and it addresses some of the biggest challenges that are coming along around welfare, medication and disease.
Okay, because so this helps reduce the possibility of giving a wrong dose to a horse.
Correct. So what's unique about us is, you know, it's linked to the horse's microchip. All horses in Ireland and increasingly around the world would have a standard microchip. To enter data, they just have to scan that 100% correct identity, and it also recognises over 1,000 different products by barcode, so they can be sure they have the right horse and the right medication and get that recorded just by pressing a button.
It's extraordinary that given how valuable horses are in the industry is that this is a relatively new product.
Horses and technology are a difficult fit. Horses travel more than any other species apart from man. You can't keep a computer in the barn. There's a big staffing crisis and also very low levels of staff training. So to produce a product that is secure enough, simple enough, and yet sophisticated enough to crack this problem has been a challenge, but we've managed to do that with Equitrace.
Okay, so the reputation of equine sports suffer when there are findings of drugs misuse. You know, we've had high-profile cases of that happening in recent times. Sometimes that can happen by mistake, though.
It can. I think we're very hard on, I mean, rightly so. But if you think about it, if you're in hospital, you'll have an identity bracelet on. You'll still have two people come and check your name and check your date of birth before you're given a medication. In a busy yard, you know, is it any wonder that occasionally, and it's about 10% of cases, you can have the right medication, but it's being given to the wrong horse. There's also issues around withdrawal times. Trainers are responsible for working out if a horse gets medication, which they legitimately need. They're athletes, they get injuries. Then calculating the withdrawal time, making sure that animal isn't entered for competition too soon. And a lot of the error can come in there. So what we're doing is providing them top-class veterinary information there at the side of the horse, eliminating any human error, and really supporting those trainers who are trying to comply and do want clean sport, because it's so important to racing that we crack that problem.
Okay. James, just back to you. Is there a lot of support for people, particularly let's talk about young people. You talk about the Cotter brothers there, they're very young. You know, people coming out of college now with these great ideas, because, you know, the future is about sustainability, as we said, and about finding new ways to reduce the impact of food production on the environment while obviously continuing to maintain the same sort of output and meet growing demand.
Yeah, and that's the challenge. We have to maintain the output because we have rising populations and we still have to protect the environment. And the only problem we're going to find these solutions is to identify them. And that's like finding this talent, this raw talent, if you like, that have the ideas. And there's loads of support. But that's why I'd encourage everyone to apply to the Innovation Arena this year. It's a really, really short process, 2 pages. And you apply on www.innovationarena.ie or just
innovationarena.ie. Okay, yeah.
The simplest way I find it is just Google Innovation Arena and it comes up all the time. But in terms of support, we often find that a company that applies to Innovation Arena, they may not be ready for, you know, going on to world domination just at this point, but we can work with a team of mentors and advisors and develop that product. We have the right founder, but they might have the wrong product and they need a bit of tweaking on it. So we give loads of feedback, advice and mentoring. And as I say, Money should not be the barrier to a good idea, and that's what we're here to help them find investors, invest ourselves, and potentially help them on their journey.
And June the 1st is the closing date, so people have a lot of... So if you have an idea, you have a little tech company, you want to be down at the ploughing and meet and get a great leg up, I suppose, innovationarena.ie for more details on that. James, thank you so much for coming in, and we wish you the very best. Looking great to see you at the ploughing. We're back in person.
And we're delighted to invite you down, Damien, as well. So just have a look at what's happening this year.
We'll be there. And Oliver Kiernan of Brandon Bioscience and Jen Corley, co-founder of Equitrace. Thank you both very much, and congratulations, and the very best of luck to you both into the future as well. And best of luck to everybody taking part in the Athenry Agricultural Show. It's back as well, and it's taking place at the Chagas Mellow Campus on the outskirts of Athenry Town. And that is tomorrow, the 22nd of May.